Blog Talk Radio.
Check me out. It's your boy E, and you heard Around
That's, you know, saying one of those songs, you know what I mean? You might have treated somebody bad, and after they was gone, you wouldn't figure out that, you know, you care about them. Well, that's that song that you send out to your people around it. It's your boy E. So, you know, how's everybody doing today? It's cold as shit outside. I'm sure you know, especially if you've been out there. I don't like this cold shit no more. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of this cold weather. I'm tired of this cold shit, period. So if you're feeling me, let me know. All right. 646-478-0944. Call it live. You can also listen. I went on Blog Talk Monday night. Of course, you know, we was here. Al Porter was here. Donna Walker Brown was here. Tease was here. Got a lot of phone calls, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people was, you know, chilling with us. And some questions came up. You know, questions came up about our neighborhoods. Questions came up about the city. And it was weird because some of the questions that came up relating to the city was from people that are usually out there doing things. You know what I'm saying? They're usually out there, you know what I'm saying, in the street doing some shit and, you know, handling their business out there, making some noise, you know, turning some heads and getting some people's attention. You know, the questions that were, you know, asked Monday night and a puzzle to me. We ain't going to get into them. We'll say that one for Al and let him, you know what I'm saying, break that down because it was a lot of stuff that we didn't get to cover. And of course, y'all know Al Porter Jr.'s Man in the Streets is on Monday nights from 9 to 10 p.m. It's your boy E-Max, 9 to 10:30, Wednesday night, Hood Talk Radio. And Friday night, to the Tunes Radio from 8 to 10. Now, I don't know about Saturday night. We might program a show for Saturday night. I may or I may not. I made some plans to be out in the field doing some filming. Y'all can catch some of my videos on YouTube. Right now, excuse me, we're just doing like little excursion stuff, you know. And but it's still active. I'm doing some things soon. And shortly we will be getting in two more artists. And we are developing the set for Hood Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? We'll be recording that live and be uploading my shows once a week to YouTube so y'all can be able to check it out on video so you'll see where I'm coming from. So this is what it do, man. We right here clicking on audio. We gonna let this track right here ride while I fix my cup of coffee. Y'all heard that. It was a debut. It's not a debut anymore. But, hey, guess what? It's too bad. Right now we got 4 minutes of Games. This is Games, instrumental. I'm in the process of recording this song right now. But I'd like for y'all to get to this Hood Talk Radio. Here we go. Thank you. games tonight. Yeah, that was a nice little jam, dude. It actually started off as an instrumental, and now the words just came to me, so I'm not going to deny it. 646-478-0944. It's another call in live. I'll let you, boy. I'm going to have to check on Corrupt, because I was online last night, and like I said, I was online Monday night, and it's kind of hard to navigate this new system that Blog Talk Radio has. So, if you would just type in Blog Talk Radio when you go to blogtalkradio.com, you should be able to find us on the first page. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what's up with that. Really, it's a lot of stuff going on, man. A lot of things that's going on is really not even making too much sense to me, because it's all based on what I would call race. You know what I mean? There's a lot of others out there who don't like the fact that it's a lot of us trying to do something for ourselves, get ourselves, however you want to look at that. You know what I mean? People all over the world are really having a hard time, and yet people still focus on the negative shit, like what color you are, you know, what side of the tracks you live on, whether you're Italian, you know, you are more, whether you're Puerto Rican or you're Mexican. You know, the world is a fucked up place right now, and we don't have time for that. Hawaii is my neighbor. I make the best coffee, I'm telling you. Ain't nobody mess with my coffee, man. I do it like that. Yeah, this is why. So, what we have right now is this political thing. We got a lot of people out there. You got gubernatorial primaries coming up. Excuse me, I'm still preparing my beverage. We have students walking around looking for help in the educational process. You got kids, you know, want to go to community centers that they've been closed down. We have parents having to pick up the kids from, you know, babysitter to get them to daycare because, you know, daycare facilities are not sufficient. Is an easy term for me to use. You know, we pay them to watch our kids, but that's pretty much all they do while we go to work. Some of the kids go to these daycare centers, and you still have to teach them how to read and write because they're not learning. You know what I mean? Not learning at all. It's not like when we was coming up and we had, this is going to sound like an old man, but we did. We had a structure in place. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't a lot of red tape. It wasn't a lot of extra shit that our kids don't need to deal with right now. But that's exactly what they have, what we're dealing with, what we're twerking with. This thing with Zach Reed. You know, he even been caught, you know, drinking and driving. He said, hell, we used to walk past him in the hood. You know, he'd be sitting outside the spot bar lounge up on Kinsman, sleep. He was a Jaguar. I mean, he was a Beamer. You know, he always did have a Beamer. So, but he was asleep. Beamer would be running. He'd just pull over, put his foot on the brake, nod his head. You know, he figured, hell, this is my community. Ain't nobody gonna say nothing. Nobody gonna lie, but it was a trade off. You know, our community leader is a drunk, but yeah, he gets shit done. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. He gets shit done. Roads, buildings. You know, he spent to me a lot of unnecessary money in that neighborhood, and then close the welfare building down. So I ask you, what, if any, sense did that make? Can you answer that for me, please? I don't think you can, but somebody will. I see you out there. I see you out there. Let me see me. Go to this phone number right here. 216-486. You on with E-Max. Hood Talk Radio. How you doing tonight? It was just... Alrighty, just listening tonight. Okay, well, I appreciate that. Now, you know, if you want to have any comments or anything, just press the one key. Wow, I don't even have you on live. We got you in the screen box, but that's okay. Go ahead and check out the show. We'll be right here. So, yes, we'll be here at 10:30 tonight. Y'all know we got some shit we want to talk about. Right now, Emax is beginning to write again. I got a book that I've been writing for a few years, man, because shit happens all the time. I don't know nobody that could just sit down and start writing a book and remember everything and put it all down in complete order and everything is factual and on point and then be done with it. It's taken me 3 years now. The reason why it takes so long because we go through shit. We go through things. You understand? We go through things. So I'm just taking my time because I want everything to be cool. I'm not talking about the title of the book right now because it's very controversial. But today I was trying to gather some information up from my parents and try to get a little bit of information about my grandparents and some of our, you know, relatives that have passed on and, you know, some of the relatives that passed on before those relatives passed on. And it's like, you know, I need a little bit more history, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been tracing my roots back for a while. I found out that the person that owned the slaves that were my relatives were actually from England, the whole damn family. And the father was into cotton and farming and agriculture and shit like that, whereas the son didn't want to do that. You know, he got into industry, you know what I'm saying, steel and oil and this and that and the other. And I don't know if they were associated or related of any kind or any sort to the Rockefellers or the Warburgs or the Schiffs or the Morgans, I'm not sure, or the Carnegies, I'm not sure, but the truth is our last name is Robinson, and so that still did not give me a complete breakdown of my family history, but I did learn that some of my relatives were slaves owned by Robin's son. Now, whoever Robin's is, okay, now it was going to cost $99.95 to go a little bit further back. And of course, you know, you can never do shit like that on your own without some type of money. But being that I don't know who the people are on the other side of the internet or the keyboard or the screen, and they asking me, oh, we can do this, and I don't need nobody to create a history for me. So with that fact, I'll continue to do my own research and use my own resources in that manner so that I can get a more complete, if any, understanding of where, you know, our family bloodline came from, because we got some characters in our family. Yeah, people in our family that don't understand where their attitudes came from, where their ideologies come from, their personalities come from. I understand. I've always been a watcher of people. Some of y'all understand that, and you understand what I mean when I say watcher of people. You kind of got to pay attention to people's behavioral traits. You know, kind of watch their patterns, because that's the only way you really going to get to know somebody is if you watch how they function as a person. You know, if you're around them enough, you can understand that. And you can't get to know somebody in a little bit of time. It's going to take you about 2-3, maybe even 5 years. Give it 5 years. So if you know somebody, you want to be with somebody, or you're trying to hang out with somebody, you know, you got friends or whatever, because I guarantee you within all of that time, every part of their personality and every characteristic that carry all their baggage, everything that's about that person, within that 5 years, you'll figure it out. Because it's going to always show up, even in you. We cannot exclude ourselves, because you just believe. If you around somebody for 5 years and you're watching them, they're watching you too, you know. So y'all got to be a little bit more aware and be more conscious of what you're doing. You know, people watch. You know, folks used to say all the time, the streets is watching. Well, they do. And it's the people that's watching. So y'all better get hit and understand what part of you you're putting on display out there for people to know. You know what I'm saying? If there's something about you that you don't want nobody to know, it's going to be kind of hard to hide, especially, you know, if you're around them all the time. Excuse me. I'm dealing with a little bit of let's just say a cold. I don't have a cold yet, but it's coming. So, back to the Zachary thing. I was reading in the News Herald, which is, you know, East Lake will be Euclid out there, you know, white folks newspaper out there in the, you know, neighborhood. And on the front page was a man, a white dude, civilian appearance, seeming, with his 10th DUI arrest. He makes front page. Here we have Zachary, a black, okay, community leader. He's Councilman Zachary, powerful Councilman Zachary, with a third DUI offense. And because he is two things, because he's black and he's a public figure, you know what I'm saying, it's been blown out of proportion. Oh, what is he going to do, this, that, and other. Now, somebody helped him on the other side of the glass. Okay, so they got the names and all of that, and I do too, but I just don't feel like we need to focus on who that person is, because it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? Anybody and everybody that has ever been in jail before, if you can call in a favor, you do. If you know someone on the other side of that glass who can help you out, trust you will ask for some help. All right? And if they're true to the people that we are, understanding that everybody we know goes through that justice system sometimes, somebody needs to be on the other side of that glass that know that somebody going to need some help. That's why I'm here. You know what I'm saying? So they're making a big issue out of Zachary getting a little bit of assistance while he was locked up. So the fuck what? All right, we all do it. It's a situation, man, where if you got some help, use it. You know Jeannie Lamps. You know Jeannie Lamps. She said Jimmy DeMora ass probably still ain't in motherfucking prison. You know what I'm saying? Him and his boy snitched on each other, and they still made the shit, you know, drug the shit out over some peanuts. They drug the shit out. But the truth of the matter is, Russo and Damora was in the middle of some shit that was going down, and they just happened to be the lame ducks sitting in the middle of the pond, not realizing that the shit was going down until it was all said and done, because they didn't really do nothing. The shit that they got convicted on, you know, fucking gazebos and shit like that, you know, that's nothing. You know what I mean? It was the kickbacks and everything that they couldn't prove that the motherfuckers was getting. Okay, so they used those gazebos and those little, you know, hoe trips and shit in Las Vegas to convict the motherfuckers. I just let you know where our justice system is, and the fact that it's still one fucking sided. Now, let that have been a black person, it would have been some crazy shit. I got a new word for y'all, and I want y'all to write it down, because the definition is not what you think it is. All right? I want everybody to remember that Agenda 21 is active. They are actually in the planning stages of executing Agenda 21. FEMA camps are for real. 80% the population of the country. A lot of people don't know because they don't really pay attention to the shit. They look at it as some spew or some bullshit that they talk about when they say that the government has bought up millions of rounds of ammunition. For what? They got these FEMA camps operational, staffed, chock full of food, ready for intake. For what? Okay? A lot of people don't understand that this country is headed for a financial collapse, and so therefore our government has and is preparing for civil unrest. A lot of people don't think I know what I'm talking about, but if you don't, then that'd be your ass. That'll be your ass on the other side of that glass looking for somebody to help you. You know what I'm saying? While you're sitting there thinking this shit is crazy, you should do a little bit more reading. You know what I'm saying? You got all your kids and all your friends and everybody, grown people, Facebooked out. You know what I'm saying? You spend hours on Facebook and Zeus and all these other motherfucking farm bills. What's your birthday? And all this and all of them playing all the games to entertain yourself. And you should be filling yourself with a little bit of knowledge. You know what I'm saying? We have all of these people debating. We ain't got a pope yet. So, I believe they got one now. Today. But it's some shit going on over there. And believe you me, it is affecting us. And it has been for a very long time. Y'all know me. I'm on this truth shit. I'm on this history shit. I'm on this, you know, let us know, you know, for real what's going on. You know, I'm tired of praying to empty gods because we don't know. You know what I'm saying? I sat and I watched a debate between two Muslims. One say Muslim and one say Muslim. One say Islam, one say Islam. One says the Quran and with all that bullshit and so the other one just say Quran. Then I watched a man who converted from Islam. He was a Muslim and he just jumped straight out of the religious game just like I did. I pray to the Creator, whoever he may be or she may be. We don't know. But as far as that, nobody else that's supposed to save our lives or save humans, mankind. No one else created anything. They were created just like us. They had flaws just like us. They were imperfect just like us. And how do we know that they were imperfect? Because the words that these men allegedly recorded were not chronological, for one. They were recorded hundreds of years later used from the witness testimony, supposedly. Okay, you can't find nobody. You can't find where Abraham was buried. You can't find where Jeremiah was buried. You can't find where Noah's buried. You can't they say that St. Peter, well, Peter was buried under the Vatican. But if you notice that the cross is upside down, it's an inverted cross. Okay, Jesus wasn't hung upside down. But the Catholics worship St. Peter, who died over there, okay? And they said that they built the Vatican on top of his grave so that the grave robbers and everybody, you know, won't, you know, get the treasures. But they already got them. Basilica is amazing. You know, I've seen pictures. I've never been there. I'm here in America. You know what I'm saying? All the trips that I've taken have been in videos and documentaries. If I can't jump in my van and gas up and make it there, then I haven't been. Virtually, I have. But literally, no. And so I'm in the same position as a lot of people that I listen to and a lot of people that I watch. There's a lot of information out here on the internet and not just on YouTube. A lot of people focus on YouTube. But it's more than just YouTube out there. Sometimes you have to go directly to the information that you seek. And sometimes if there's not a video about it or an audio book, what do? You have to research. You have to go to the library. You have to open up your eyes and your ears. You have to ask questions. You have to turn pages. Find documents. You know what I'm saying? Spend some time with your intellectual self, and you will know and you will understand that it was a part of you all along. A lot of people don't realize and they don't understand that our bodies and our minds are spirit-based, and spirits react to vibrations. Audio kicks out sound waves, vibrations. So you might hear, you might have a digital signal, but the sound you hear is analog. Okay, you cannot recreate a digital sound in natural air. Okay, that's not going to happen. You need sound waves because our bodies are not digital. They're charged with electrical impulses, but they're not digital, and therefore we have analog eardrums. They respond to vibrations, just like sounds that come out of our mouths, okay, are produced by the vibrations of our tonsils, our breathing patterns, in our tongue. We have teeth, not just for eating food. They help to shape the tone in your voice and the way the words come out of your mouth. Sound is a vibration, okay? It's a movement of air. No, I'm not a scientist. I'm a songwriter, so I had to know that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? We have phase in, phase outs. You know, when a lot of people get together and everybody, that's why you can't understand when two or three people is talking to you at the same time, because we're not a machine. Even though you can hear and you can think and you can try and decipher the two, three, or four conversations that's going on at the same time, you'll never really truly get an understanding of what's being said to you until you say, hey, hold it, one at a time. So take your intellectual being and help it grow. All right? Take your intellectual being and help it grow. The words that I want you to get a grasp on today, I want you, first of all, to go on your computer, go to ask.com or Google anything, type in Agenda 21. Okay? I always tell everybody to look up the word person. I always tell everybody to look up the word human. Okay? Being. Put put them together. Human being. Look those words up. You really want to try and find Black's Dictionary, because that's a legal dictionary. And if you've been paying attention to what's going on overseas in the Vatican, you'll know that whoever it is that becomes the Pope is Lord of the Sea. Now, do you understand that? I don't think you do. And I didn't either, because they didn't teach you shit like this in school. If they taught these things in school that we talk about, then we wouldn't have to talk about them right now, because everybody would know. And I'm not sure that everybody does know, but I just don't think people, you know, sit and talk about it openly. Because if they did, it would be a world of difference being made. The word is justified. Okay? I want y'all to look the legal, the religious, and the civil definitions of the word justified. And on the offset, you will find yourself finding in common sense and just basically the words that you heard is something that's common. Okay? But it does not mean legally, religiously, and civilly the same thing. No matter what context you use, it means something different in each context. And we got a whole lot of words in our language. And believe it or not, it's not our language. We speak English. And if Hitler had if his objective hadn't been achieved, we'd all be speaking German. Y'all believe me? Check it out. Take your face off the book, put your ass in the chair, and learn something. Teach yourself some things that might help you change your life. Teach yourself some things that might help you to change your views and your thoughts, the way you think. Because I'm going to tell you the truth, I'm not wide open yet, but I've been made aware of so many things. And the first dip into that water, and I plunged into it. You know, I plunged into this information base. I plunged into this, you know, deciphering of me. I plunged into it because I had to know what makes me tick. What are my interests? Fuck what I like to do. What is it that I have a passion for? What sparks my ambition? What sparks my curiosity? You know what I'm saying? What sparks the incoming or the uploading of information that is so intriguing to me that I just can't get away from it? You know what I'm saying? There's some things that's going on in me right now that I would have never imagined. And it's just because at one point, I never thought to take that step. But once I took that step, I can't turn back. Because it's like, now that you know some things you never learned, you can't unlearn them. Can't unlearn them. I can't unlearn that there is just as much evidence out there that Jesus did not exist. Okay? That it is that he did. And most of the evidence that say he did is basically somebody saying it. He did. Just like that one song, he lives. How do I know he lives? Because he lives within my heart. How do you know that there's an animal outside? He barks. Cats meow. Skunk stank. Okay? You know that. You can look out your window and say, it's raining or it's snowing. You can open that door and feel that it's cold. Okay, there's no doubt, there's no question that it's cold. But when it comes to religion, we all get so wrapped up because the people we listen to, the people who make us believe what they're saying is true, Those are the people we trust. Okay? Those are the people we admire. Those are the people that we will open our hearts to, we will pour out our most deepest, innermost feelings to. And so we are at the mercy of whatever they know. And what they don't know, they won't talk about. They don't know it because they have not decided to take that step in that direction. And you can't not tell me that with all these theology schools, and, you know, you want to be a preacher and all of this, you know, indoctrination that you receive, that there is not a part of it that contains history. History is so important to each and every one of us as individuals, okay? Because I truly believe when they said, you don't know where you're going unless you know where you've been, okay? I understand a little bit more about the Reconstruction era, about the so-called Emancipation Proclamation. Emancipation is not freedom. Emancipation is the transfer of ownership, okay? That is what transfer. Liberation is not freedom. Liberation is the theft of, okay? I'll put that in the context for you. You know what I'm saying? It was a cup of coffee sitting on the table. It was hot and it was steaming, but it was just sitting there and there was nobody drinking it, so I liberated that cup of coffee. I took it. So whenever you listen to some politicians or some analysts or some lobbyists talking shit and they use that word liberation, you will understand that it's something they decided to take. I am at liberty to have this. Liberty and justice for all. Liberty. Okay? We are going to take our freedom. You know what I'm saying? It is our choice to be liberal, meaning we will take what we want. If we don't come to a sustainable, some type of agreement or anything like that, we are going to liberate whatever it is that our agenda might be. And sometimes it takes a little liberation to get your agenda across to people that just don't want to hear what you're saying. You know what I mean? You might have to force your hand, so to speak. You know what I mean? So don't be fooled by the common uses of the words that we say and we hear every single day. Because I guarantee you, if you do a little bit deeper study, you pay a little bit more attention to what's being said, you'll understand that it's a totally different meaning. All right? So y'all look that word. Justified up. That's the first one. Justified, not justified, because justified is being found not guilty. But, and that's in a legal sense, but in a spiritual sense, it means not being found guilty, but it also means being pardoned. You have a pardon. Because you hear, oh, I'm justified by the Lord. I'm justified by my words. My testimony is justified by my actions. You know what I'm saying? It's a reason that justified means something different spiritually or religiously than it does civilly and legally. Whenever you hear a lot of people talk, commentators on the news and this and that and the other, and they talk about the United States, including the District of Columbia, did you not know that Washington, D.C. is not a part of the United States? Washington, D.C. is Washington, D.C. The District of Columbia has its own flag, okay? It has its own military. It has its own post office, okay? It has its everything, fire department. It's not part of the United States. All you got to do is your research. You ain't got to believe me. I did my research, too. And I found out that Washington, D.C. is not a part of the United States. found out that John Hanson, who was black, okay, and we use the word black because of our skin color. And this is what they gave us. What were we before we were black? We were not Negro, you know what I'm saying? We were not Africans. We might have been from the country that the white man decided to call Africa because they couldn't pronounce its original name. And we're going to talk a little bit more about ancient Africa in the next coming weeks because I'm really trying to get my people to understand out there that we, nobody, black, white, Puerto Rican, Mexican, Indian, Chinese, Italian, whatever your birth heritage is, we won't even call it a race. Because, you know, I got a word, I got a definition for that word too. Racism, bias, okay? You know what I'm saying? It's too much information out there. Sometimes you can get so much and it frustrates you. You can learn so many things, and it says it in the Bible, with much knowledge comes much sorrow. But it's only much sorrow, in my opinion, okay, if you can't figure out or you don't have a use for it. You know, when I was growing up, when I got bored, I would pick up the dictionary. You know what I'm saying? Learn some words because white people use words that, you know, the average MC don't know. And being that I was in trouble a lot, you know, I was in front of a judge or in front of a lawyer or some white person or some motherfucking representative of the law in my face. And even though I would pretend like I understood the shit that came out of their mouths, deep down inside, I know I was selling my soul to suckers, and I ended up in prison for some bullshit. And it was all because when they say, you know, ignorance of the law is no excuse, that is the fucking truth. It's because I agreed to some shit without truly understanding and knowing what the fuck I was agreeing to. I just said, yeah, because I was tired of sitting at the desk and I was ready to go to my cell and lay down. I was in this situation, so I had to deal with it. You know what I'm saying? So you got to reach inside yourself, find that you, especially in the street game, man, you need to know what they're going to charge you with. Take some of that motherfucking cush time and try to educate yourself. When I got locked up, I knew how much time I was going to do because I knew what I was going to be charged with. So I knew how to fight my own fucking case. Public defender at all. It worked. But that's because I took the time to sit down and do some research on my own ass. Okay? The second word I want y'all to find the legal, the civil, and the religious definitions for is salvation. Salvation. All right? Those two words, justified, salvation. Google it. And then go to Black's Legal Dictionary. You can go from first edition to the 10th edition, okay? But I prefer the 6th because the 6th edition is where you're going to find the definitions to the words human being. That's going to fuck you up. I swear it's going to fuck you up when you find it. 646-478-0944. That's the number to call your boy E-Max, man. Let me know if I'm wrong. Because I read the same shit, and I read it too. And I'm only bringing to you what I've read. I'm only bringing to you what was revealed to me, what was open to me, and what I was made to be aware of. Information. Check it out. So, y'all got justified, you have salvation, okay? And I want you to do one more thing for me while you're out there. Go to the New Testament, and I didn't read this nowhere. This was given to me because I decided to, as I heard, when I read the Bible as a reader, reading and paying attention to a word or a speech that was given to a directly given to a group of people at a certain time. Okay, we make the mistake of reading that Bible like Paul was talking to us, because believe it or not, most of the time they were writing, Paul was writing, John was writing, Luke, Mark, Matthew, they were writing, but it really wasn't them. Okay? These were the names given to the books after the Council of Nicaea, because you got to remember, there was 127 leaders, world leaders, in 325 BCE. Now, some people would say it would be 325 AD, but why would you decide that Christianity is going to be the primary religion after his death? But AD don't mean after death. I'm going to find that too. But I know BCE is before Common Era, and some of us always say before Christ. But it's actually before the Common Era, before the Romans decided that this is the way the world is going to run. Okay? So put that one on your notes too, BCE and AD, because we all need to understand what time frames those periods of our history are. Because believe it or not, it's in those eras that shape the political structure and the way things, the financial and economic structure and the way things are working right now. Some of the laws that we live by have never been changed since the beginning of this country. Thus, you might hear part of the political structure conservationists or the conservatives. You know what I'm saying? Look at that. The word conservative. Look at that. Find the definition for that word conservative. It wasn't even part of my list, but I want y'all to know what conservatives are and what they mean. The GOP, the Grand Old Party. Okay, the GOP and the political structure is a whole bunch of them Southern white motherfuckers that do not, okay, they do not want the country to change the status quo because it's been working for at least 1,000 years. You know, I asked a question a long time ago, why were black people chosen as the slaves? Why? When the Arab slave themselves, they were the first slave traders. A lot of people didn't know that. It was the Arabs, okay? They brought the white man in, taught them how to do it, and then killed the motherfucker. Then the white man got mad and figured out the slave trade could be lucrative. It wasn't just for free labor. You could make money off of it. So the Arabs was doing this shit as, you know, for war. You know what I'm saying? They had servants, and believe it or not, they would cut your nuts off, men, black men, the Arabs, okay? And they weren't even called Arab back in those days. But they had slaves. They would enslave the Africans, too, because they were closest to our complexion. So they were easy to slide in. And then they taught the hunkies how to darken themselves and slide in. But by that damn time, shit, Constantine, Alexander the Invader, you know what I'm saying, Ptolemy, you know what I'm saying, all of those motherfuckers, believe it, the Spartans were real. They were real people. They were real people, man. All right, they had a great civilization. And as far as the information I uncovered, it was bigger than Egypt. It was bigger and more grand than the whole Egyptian dynasty, all of them. It was called Persepolis. Check it out, P-E-R-S-O-P, Persepolis. Tell me, Look it up. You don't have to believe me. I was just as surprised to find out that after all the information that we get about how great Egypt was and Ethiopia and Mesopotamia and Babylon and all of those civilizations, how great they were, it was one that was didn't have nothing to do with them. And it was better and bigger. But you only hear and you only see the movie 300, which gives you a false depiction of, you know, the people of Persepolis. So let's stop being sheep and sheeple, as they call us. You know what I'm saying? I watched a documentary about the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. You know what I'm saying? And how, you know, John and John Jr. and David Rockefeller, all of them, you know what I'm saying? They were very, very fucking wealthy, powerful men, but they also had evil-ass objectives. Okay, they did the same shit then they're doing now. Buying politicians. A lot of us didn't know that President McKinley was from Ohio. Right? And he was a Republican. And so, Andrew Carnegie, John D. Rockefeller Jr., all right, and J.P. Morgan, they all got together, which is the banker, the steel man, which is Carnegie. And, of course, you know, Rockefeller is the oil man, Standard Oil. They all got together, and they came up with millions of dollars so that McKinley can stay in office and they can continue the monopoly in the three major money-producing industries on this planet. Okay, oil, transportation, and money. So banking, railroads, and oil, not just oil, refineries. Because the money is not in the oil. The money is in the products that you can make from oil, refinery. All right, that's why you can get Fix-A-Flat. Smell like gas, don't it? There's a lot of shit for us to be out there to know, man, but we spend so much time entertaining ourselves that we really don't know how to fucking live. So once you get yourself, like I said, once you turn that page and you start opening up some things that you never knew before, because I don't care, you know what I'm saying, just like Pastor Ray Hagin said, you know what I'm saying, you can feel the circle, you just make a circle with your two hands, and inside that circle represents your realm of knowledge, okay, and your realm of awareness. But the only thing that does, and that you have to understand, is that there is more to know, okay? Just because you think you know something, it's all contained within that one circle of your awareness, the circumference, all right? Remember that outside of your circumference of awareness, there is more to know, there's more to learn. So if you can just crack that circle open and take the courage to step outside of your normal thinking box and look at some shit you don't know, you might have heard somebody say something and it sounded stupid to you, but you check it out and you see just how stupid that shit is. Because a lot of people know things you don't. A lot of people know things you wouldn't dare to even think to learn because you feel like it doesn't affect you. But believe you me, it does. I work around a lot of the poor white folks. Okay? Excuse me. It is not surprising to me anymore where it was at one time. Why they so fucking angry with black folks. And I did a little study. I did a little thing on my own, and I'm going to tell you about it. The shit is real. When Abraham Lincoln so-called freed the slaves, and I'm going to give you a little bit of history. When Abraham Lincoln, and I didn't learn this in no fucking book, not in school, not in college, not in prison, none of this shit. I learned this shit afterwards, after the fact. Okay, when I found out that John Hanson, the black man, okay, in the 1500s, before the Declaration of Independence and all of that shit, the Constitution, okay? Before the Civil War, before George Washington, seven presidents before George Washington, they were black, every last one of them. And the first one, his name was John Henson. And the reason why these white folks will not say, and they will not admit, and they will not give him his props as being the first black president in this country is because at that time in our history, there was no position called president. It was chairman. It was chairman. So what y'all need to understand, and it all ties in to one of the reasons why Washington, D.C. is not a part of the United States is because the United States is not a country. It's a corporation. When you ride down the highway and you see Cleveland Corp. Limit, Trumbull Corp. Limit, Akron Corp. Limit, Warrensville Heights Corp. Limit, what the fuck do you think Corp. mean? Corp? Like the Army Corp? No. Short for corporation. Some of those signs actually have the corporation limit. Okay? There's not many of them that have city, village. You notice you don't have municipalities anymore. It's the metro. Everything is metropolitan now. You know what I mean? Municipalities are cities. Municipalities are governed by what? Business. Why do you think police write so many traffic tickets? Why do you think you can go out at a certain time of the day and traffic is low? But you got 1,000 fucking police cars pulling everybody their mama's over. Because they have to add to the business revenue. Policing is not what you think it is. Any giant corporation is going to have their own security force. And if you trespass and if you violate, okay, each city has its own set of laws. And this is why they're corporations. Right? They're corporations. City Hall is the front office. Check that out. The United States is not a country. It's a corporation. Corporations have presidents. Corporations have vice presidents, chair, secretaries of defense, secretaries of finance, okay? Corporations have all of the seats and the chairs. Go and go on the internet anywhere and type in setting up a corporation. And look at all of the offices that have to be held before your corporation can be recognized by the IRS, the labor unions, the AFL-CIO, all of them. Go in there and try to set up and find out what it's going to take for you to set up a corporation. And you find out all those seats that have to be filled, how many offices are required before you are legally and logistically a corporation. And then you find out what country is. Type in that word. Put that word on your list, too. Country. Because countries have kings, queens, and rulership. Companies. Companies, y'all, have presidents. All right? So we got conservative. We got justified. We got salvation. And also add to the list country. I want you to add to that list human being, because there are legal, civil, and religious definitions for those terms. Remember that the Pope is the Lord of the sea. There ain't no water under the Vatican. But the reason why is because they don't rule by civil law. They rule by maritime law. And if you don't know what maritime law is, that is the law of the sea. The law of the sea is more powerful than the law of the land because there's three times more water on this planet than it is land. And so if you rule by the law of the sea, which is considered the maritime law, then you cannot be over, nothing can override maritime law. I don't care. And that's what the Vatican sits on. They sits on the top seat of the sea, S-E-A. That's right, the sea, because they live and they rule by maritime law. You go to a courtroom, you will notice that the flag has gold fringes. That's symbolic. Okay? That's because we really don't have laws. We don't break laws. We violate codes. You know, if you're ever in a courtroom, you ever watching your little CSI programs and this and that and the other, blah, 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 blah. You watch somebody in a court and they'll quote the codes that have been violated. Your Honor, we have a violation of code number 6743-2, subparagraph C, and all this and all that shit. They don't say nothing about no law. It's a code. You ain't got to listen to me. I'm telling you, check the shit out for yourself. That's why I'm here, to tell you to check the shit out for yourself. Not just to tell you what the fuck I found out, but to tell you to check the shit out for yourself. Because if you check the shit out for yourself and you find something that you didn't know, how many, what's the chance you're going to tell somebody else? Hey, did you know about this? That's what it's all for. That's what it's all for. So y'all remember, justified, salvation, conservative, right, human being, and you also need the law of the sea, maritime law. Check those out. Get you a little bit of, you know, research going on and make yourself aware. Aha! I see by looking at my my switchboard here, one of my homies is on. I know he got something good for me. Let's bring Mr. Team Takeover himself up. I just want to say to my other callers, I see you. And I see you got the yellow box, so I know you just listening. So thank you. And as we're going to listen to 216712, what it do, fam? What it do?
What's goody good, man? You already know I keep it nice and smooth, man. Shout out, man. I see Hood Talk on deck, man. That's what's up. Stay running. Yeah. Shout out, my nigga E-Max. You already know, man. Real shit movement, man. You know what I'm saying? Big shit pop. You already know what we about to do. Video shoot this weekend at the ranch on West 6, Tequila Ranch. You know what I'm saying? We're going to shut it down real smooth. TTO, New Life, Yo, True. That's how we're going to do that.
Excuse me. Tell everybody what
video
you do.
Video coming soon, though, man. Man, I do that, you know what I'm saying? I do the highest promotion in Cleveland, man. Youngest nigga out here, man.
That's
you know right. What I'm saying? So y'all need your music pushed. You know what I'm saying? If they need their music pushed, you know what I'm saying? They can definitely hit me up. You know what I'm saying? On Facebook at Mr. Team Takeover Lady Hood Stars. Or hit me up on Reverb Nation at Team Takeover. Or shit. Hit me up here, man, 216-712-8439, man. The movement is crazy.
The movement is crazy. And I'm telling y'all what, excuse me, I had a chance to work with Eastside, you know what I'm saying, a few times. And I swear, man, I haven't met an artist that can get into the studio and just come straight with fire. And then not only that, all of the artists that you bring around, that come around, that you deal with, you know what I'm saying, all except that one girl. She was a little bit on the Keter side. But 99.999% of the artists that you deal with, man, they straight A1. I just want to, you know, commend you for always having, you know what I'm saying, the shit on top of your game. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, most definitely, man. I got to commend the fact that, you know what I'm saying, dealing with some real-ass niggas, you know what I'm saying? Especially E-Max,
oh, yeah.
Man. He's a real-ass nigga, man. Most
so,
people,
you know,
everybody ain't perfect, man, but that loyalness is always seen, you know what I'm saying? I love that loyal shit, you feel me? I'm a loyal-ass nigga myself, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, but you know how it go, man. It always recognizes itself, man. That's why I think, you know what I'm saying, it was just imperative that we, you know what I'm saying, linked up like that. I'm looking forward to getting you in the studio again, you know what I'm saying? I've been coming up. I got a couple tracks. I want you to hear, man, while you know what I'm saying, you shouting out y'all ain't recording songs when y'all doing live shows. I got a song, man. I got a track. Because right now, I'm in the process of compiling, you know, about 14 songs where I'm going to ask a couple of my favorite artists from around the city to, you know, Great, stay focused, because I'm putting the CD together for production. I'm looking for this production deal. So, you know, man, we talk about me all the time.
All you gotta do is give me a couple hundred of them boys, and I'm pushing them. Phew.
I know. But shit, you're going to be on it. So, you know what I mean? This is the thing.
I'm still pushing it. You know, like, it's all about that grind, man. You can't just be like, oh, just because I'm on a mixtape, I ain't got to push this shit. That's the more reason why you should push that motherfucker. You on that motherfucker.
Right. You know, there's some heat now. You know what I'm saying? I done heard everybody's voices. I know Swag, so it's not about, you know what I'm saying, the right track for him. It's just about, you know, getting everybody, you know what I'm saying, one at a time and to a spot so we can do this, man, because I'm ready to really go ham. And there's a lot of people out there waiting for some of the shit that I'm putting down because they didn't hear some of the shit I put down already. So, you know,
definitely. I want to shout out definitely Overdrive, you know what I'm saying? We is doing the mixtape with Def Jam, you know what I'm saying? For all you niggas, for everybody, you know what I'm saying, who ain't on their grind and just shoot for the fame when it's out there, that ain't going to work, you know what I'm saying? When you on your grind and when you get it out there, you know what I'm saying, it's going to definitely work for you. Not when you want it to, but slowly but surely, you know what I'm saying? We just, one of our people in Overdrive, one of our people in the company is an intern for Def Jam, and we sponsoring one of their mixtapes, you know what I'm saying? $40 a slot, man. I said my number. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm hot. Whoever, you know what I'm saying, whoever definitely want to get on that, you know what I'm saying, definitely hit me up. $40 a slot, get you on that mixtape, you know what I'm saying, with Def Jam, you know what I'm saying. A lot of hot-ass artists that's going to be on that mixtape, man, so $40 ain't a lot.
No, it ain't. Especially when motherfuckers spend way more money on that doing some Google shit. So, y'all get down with E, man. Get down with Eastside, spend that $40, man, get on that Def Jam mixtape, you know what I'm saying, submit your music. Eastside, you got a,
Man, you hit me on Facebook.
How can they
get in touch? Man, no. Man, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell these niggas my email, man. TeamTakeOver89@yahoo.com, man. TeamTakeOver89@yahoo.com, man. Submit your music, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up. We'll definitely get dull on that mixtape, man. It's nothing to the kid, you know what I'm saying? It's all about that grind. I love niggas that grind, you know what I'm saying? That grind to get you out there real nice.
Real nice. TeamTakeOver89@yahoo.com. So y'all know what to do, man. Hit the nigga up. Put y'all submissions in, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, this was the hottest promoter in the city. I know we got a lot of them, but ain't none of them doing like Eastside do. They all know Eastside, too. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, y'all watch some old karate movies, and you got that one motherfucker that just roamed through the woods, and everywhere he go, they know him. The motherfucker's ass is when he come around. And you always got those idiots that heard his name and want to challenge him because, my Kung Fu is better. And then get in his face.
Oh, they call back. They're going to get that Jackie Chan Bruce Lee kick fucking with me, nigga. I'm telling you, nigga, I'm a karate kid, they ass.
Man.
I'm a RTA bus driver, they ass. They try to fuck me, nigga. I duke in their ass, nigga. Shit. We'll play no games where I'm from, nigga. We get it done.
Say that, you gonna hit him with the artist uppercut.
The RTA, nigga. The famous uppercut, nigga. Fuck you, nigga. Hey, tell him don't sue my ass for that. I'm just saying. Nigga, that shit actually works sometimes.
That's right. And you know what? I want to say shout out to homie, man, for real. Playboy Juan, you know what I'm saying? I'm like just in awe.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I can't.
Oh, yeah.
It's all good.
That shirt fit nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I told you what I'm doing, man. I'm setting that thing up, man. That's going on display. I ain't fucking that shirt up. He said he's going to give me another one to wear. So, shit, I'm going to
make another
one. I'm going
to link you up with that Overdrive hoodie, man. Crazy.
Yeah, I want one of them, too.
Speaking of Overdrive, we will be at the motherfucker Anatomy Nightclub Saturday for another event, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? A nigga like me, I do a lot, man. I got two events on Saturday, man. I got the one at the Ranch video shoot and the fucking Anatomy Nightclub. So, you know what I'm saying? I need to get y'all weight up, man. You know what I'm saying? Stop following the leader, man. Be your own leader, man. That's what I heard from an old school OG nigga, man. Stop following the leader, man. Stop following what you see on TV, man. This is Lil Wayne wearing skinny jeans. That when you put that shit on.
Man.
Nigga, stop following the leader. Be your own damn leader, man. That's what I'm telling the world. That's what I'm telling the world today, man. Lesson of the day is be your own motherfucking leader. Stop following everything you see on TV.
Hey, you know, and that's another, a great example of that. Did you know how hot 2 Chainz was before Future came out?
Yeah, man, that shit crazy, man.
He was hot.
That nigga was a stuffer. Yeah, he was hot. He got
hot
that commercial shit going on now, man. What happened?
First it was Wiz Khalifa, though. Wiz Khalifa came out banging with the black and yellow and the other shit. Before black and yellow. A lot of people didn't know that, I can't think of the name of that cut. But before black and yellow, Wiz Khalifa had some hot turf shit. And then 2 Chainz came out. But a lot of the motherfuckers don't know 2 Chainz used to be 2 Pistols.
Titty Boy, yeah. 2 Chainz.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? 2 Chainz. That nigga
came
out.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I don't like about that nigga.
Future came out and just stole all the 2 Chainz shine. Now, Future hit him so hard, nigga, T-Pain saw him. T-Pain been throwing tweets and shit up. I've been watching it, looking on Twitter. Excuse me, on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, you talking about that voice shit? Because that voice
I'm
already here. Future actually sound nice with the shit, though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he do. He just,
Future
he,
actually sound nice with the shit, because he ain't too much with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you actually listen to Future live without the video and all that shit, he actually sound that way because the nigga is from, I don't know where the fuck he from, just way out of the state ass nigga. Like he got that type of accent.
I don't think he's no young nigga either. I don't think he's that young.
Hell no, he ain't that young.
He's good at what he do.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like shit. You know what I'm saying? How the fuck you go from I don't do nothing, I'm a ball, to I'm riding around and I'm getting damn nigga, you just switched the whole twaller. What the fuck?
Right. You know, like, and then another thing that I'm finding fucking crazy is that Drake is just taking over everybody's songs now.
Man.
Like ASAP Rocky was already, he was salty. You know, they kind of like where he forced ASAP Rocky out the gate because somebody from his crew leaked his mixtape before he put it out. He wasn't even finished recording. Because the shit that old shit they got on the internet from ASAP Rocky before Problems, that shit was straight garbage. I don't know where he was coming from with it, but there's a couple motherfucking songs, Pretty Nigga Fucking Hoes, and some other shit he did. But they only had it on YouTube. And then the next thing I know, he come out with Problems and shit. Even though Drake and Kendrick Lamar shit hot on this song, you know, damn, nigga, you know, you got to pay 2 niggas. 2 hot major niggas before you get your money. You know, so that right there is a testament about quit trying to be like what you see on motherfucking TV and all that shit. Because, you know, niggas can still sell their shit out their trunk. You can still sell your shit on Reverb Nation and iTunes and CD Baby. You know what I'm saying? So y'all got to just keep your heads up and keep grinding. Just like he said, man, he only fuck with niggas that grind. So y'all got to stay grinding, especially if you want to fuck with Eastside. Fuck with
man, for real, I don't think niggas know the meaning of grinding for real, man. That shit don't stick in niggas' heads for real, I don't think, man. Niggas think, oh, yeah, I do one mainstream show, I'm hot. I'm the rawest nigga in the city. No, it's not going to happen that way. Like, I don't understand that situation at all. Like, niggas think I drop one hot mixtape song, I'm good. Word for the day is stop that shit, man. That shit dead. Like, what the fuck?
Right. And that's what's up. Y'all know what it do, man. We I got this one song.
Yeah, all right, man. I got you.
Let me get out of here. One song. and it is your boy. You know who I'm talking about. Overdrive, my nigga. Overdrive. Playboy Wine, y'all. This is Zooted. Hood Talk Radio.
It's okay, baby.
I say I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm Zooted. Yeah, I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm Zooted. I say I'm gone. I'm gone. My whole crew geeked up. We spend it in a day, what you making in a week? Purple to the face, the same color as my drink. Catch me floating out of space, take a piss on Saturn. Never bad, I'm all I need. Bitch, the baddest on the scene. Got a dancing real freaky off a cup of jelly beans. I'ma make that push it lean. Bust it open, bring it back. She looks back at me, holler, daddy, where you at? I got racks on racks on racks, soda bottles pouring all night. I'm dolphin in my system, so you know I'm going all night. I'm lost, I'm gone, I'm twisted, zooted, and faded, geeked, I'm glued. Anybody hating, middle fingers calling you. Popping bottles with my crew, got the VIP turned up. Heater on my lap, please don't get this bitch burnt up. He's sleeping on the map, got the city where I'm from. Got everybody getting zooted, whole city going dumb.
Overdrive movement. Baby got good brain, but I swear she gone stupid. Mojo dripping off me when I walk up in the party. I just step up in the club like I'm fresh from Kalahari. Shorty got some body. She dancing like she naughty. She talking like she freaky. She must be overdriving. I be on that Moe, balling like Kobe. Bitch say she love me, and she don't even know me. I'm zooted, I'm zooted. It's deeper than music. Talk down on my team and get your face proud of booty. Bud wrapped up in my special purple like that dirty Sprite. If you hide in a kite, I'm a fucking satellite. Got 100 bitches, I'ma need 100 condoms. She be double from the liquor, she gon' think that we monotonous.
I'm gone. I'm zooted.